With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump threatens to cut federal funding to sanctuary cities and states. In the president's words, they do everything possible to protect criminals at the expense of American citizens. The funding cut planned to take effect at month's end. The president is encouraging anti-regime protesters in Iran to stay strong, saying help is on its way. The death toll continues to skyrocket.
The U.S.-based human rights activists news agency now says the number of dead has climbed to over 2,570. The figure dwarfs the death toll from any other round of protests of unrest in Iran in decades and recalls the chaos surrounding the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution. After Trump was informed on the number of deaths, he warned Iran's leaders that he was terminating any negotiations and would act accordingly. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Why is President Trump so focused on taking control of Greenland? Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
Greenland is important strategically if you look at the map because of its incursion into North America and, of course, its portions of the Arctic and, of course, the Northwest Passage now that you have transportation able to get through the ice, former ice-covered regions that are now receding.
Today, Greenland and Denmark's top diplomats will meet at the White House with Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio. At least 29 people were killed when a massive construction crane collapsed onto a moving passenger train. This happened in northeast Thailand. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 136 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 121 points. This is SRN News. A critical religious freedom case is underway in Canada.
Assisted suicide is legal in the country, but religious hospitals and pro-life hospice facilities do not want to participate. But a family in British Columbia is suing, demanding that such health care providers be forced to help people kill themselves. The Supreme Court of British Columbia is taking testimony in the case the rest of this month and is expected to deliver a verdict this year. That decision could affect religious freedom all across Canada. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York's Jewish community is responding with outrage after Muslim demonstrators gathered outside a synagogue in Queens, chanting slogans in support of Hamas. The demonstrators were heard to chant, "We are Hamas and long live October 7th," a reference to the devastating 2023 attack on Israel. A number of New York City officials have publicly denounced the protest. Controller Mark Levine says this is in support of a terrorist organization, cannot be normalized and excused. SRN News. On it goes, a New York City nurses strike. Day three.
Nancy Hagans, president of the New York State Nurses Association, says none of the hospitals have agreed to additional bargaining sessions since Sunday.
We are ready to negotiate. We are ready to care for our patients.
The strike involves 15,000 nurses, including Roy Permal.
We're out here to stand as long as we need to get a better contract, a fair contract. It's about health care. Health insurance for the nurses. It's about safety.
The private nonprofit hospitals have brought in replacement nurses. Julie Walker, New York.
A proposal to tax the accumulated wealth of California billionaires has ignited a political uproar in Silicon Valley and across the state. There's talk of proposing a supposedly one-off 5% tax on the assets of billionaires. Speculation is it could convince more of them to flee the Golden State. More details at srnnews.com.